Welcome back to Don't Believe the Hype Podcast.
What episode are we on?
This is episode 7.
Nice.
And they're going by pretty fast, I will say. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome going by back.
Real fast. Welcome back, guys. I'm your boy, J. Rem.
I'm B.
You feel me?
I can't believe that we've done 7 weeks of podcasts. It doesn't seem like it,
especially now that we got everything down packed and I know how to do the technical stuff a little smoother now. You know what I'm saying? It's not too much work now. So it's just a quick setup and we go. We get our topics and yeah, we're getting the hang of it. I think we're doing a great job.
Yeah. It's been
tremendous.
The first few episodes was a little bit rough, but
yeah,
now it's like kind of smooth.
For sure.
You like my coasters?
I do. I like your new table setup. It's nice. It's nice. Very handy too for the laptop and everything.
Nice.
Because I was having like,
yep.
But yeah, man, I'm making some studio improvements.
Growing each week.
We are, man. So
how was your week?
My week was pretty calm. Well, it wasn't calm. There was a lot going on this week, man. I can't even get into it on camera though. You feel me? Cause them people
some
watching.
Personal issues.
Oh yeah, for sure. Them people is watching, man. They preying the movements. They start to pre the movements. Drizzy, I know exactly what you're talking about now.
Yeah, I feel like you had a tough week.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it could have been worse. Could have been better at the end of the day.
Okay.
You know, I still have my good health. You know, I mean, it's not nothing that is going to change. Like, it's nothing drastic is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
I wish I could get more into it, guys. One day I will. You know what I'm saying?
The people are probably just like, what?
It's
is
like work.
He talking
yeah.
about?
It's pretty much work stuff, so.
Work stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what about you?
Good. Okay. Good enough. We had our half days for the first 2 weeks of school. Mm-hmm. So this week we'll be into full days.
Yeah.
From 7:15 to 3:45.
I feel like your days are more routine because it's school. You
yeah.
feel me? Like, it's doing the same thing for the most part every day.
Yeah.
My joint is all over the place. I never know who's going to walk in, who I'm going to talk to.
Mm.
It's good
Some
and bad.
Some people like that, though.
Yeah, yeah. I don't mind it. I actually do like routine as well.
Mm.
But talking to different
same
people.
Same thing every day is kind of annoying.
Yeah, though. It could be.
But with kids,
They
don't act the same every day. So it's
oh,
like, I'm
correct.
Doing the same
yeah,
thing,
yeah, yeah.
but like there's an element
they definitely
of like,
don't, yeah.
what's going on? Like, what's going to happen today?
Right.
You know?
Because kids go through a lot too. People don't realize like kids are not always in the best of homes. They don't have the best of parents. It could be verbal abuse going on. Hopefully not physical, but it, you know, it's possible, you know? So
right.
it's kind of hard to be like super strict with kids, I feel like, as a teacher, because you really don't know what's going on in the home.
Yeah, that's why you have to like figure it out mm-hmm. first, and like some people don't take that extra time to like figure out their kids
right.
and their students. I say their kids, but
yeah.
I mean their students.
But it's also difficult, don't you think? Because you know you can't always figure out everybody's you know.
Issue.
What's going on with everybody, the issue, when you have 20 plus other kids that need
I think
attention
you could,
and need your, you know?
I think for the first few weeks, we tried to, like, get to know them and, like, know their families. And for the most part, you would know, like, which are the ones that need a little extra love,
okay.
which are the
okay.
ones that are, like, good, their parents keep them on it, like, that kind
right,
of thing.
Right, right, right.
So, like,
right.
I already have an idea of, like,
who
my
needs
kids
a little
are.
Extra attention.
But we're going to get new kids this week.
Because
there's like a waitlist pull.
Wow.
And they just did it. So they're going to tell us this week.
So you guys, wow.
So
okay.
I have 24 right now.
How much are you going to end up with?
I really, the max kids that you could have is I think 33.
Damn.
I don't want.
Yo, shorty about to teach a lecture hall. Like
don't
what?
Teach like
33
kids.
33 kids is wow kids.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Seriously.
Last year I had 31
Damn.
On Zoom.
That's rough, man. Teachers have it rough.
But I also don't even have space for that much kids. Like I have space for like, oh no, I have space
you
for.
You don't put them on the floor.
No,
on
I
the
have
mat.
Space for like 5 more, I guess.
5 more? Okay, okay.
But yeah, anyway. busy week, but not really a busy week for topics for us, right? There's like some
some things we need to touch on for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Like, okay, so let's
get right off into it. You know what I mean? What's going on in Hollywood with these stars or these popular people coming out and saying that they're not bathing? What's going on? Because, you know, I understand in California, they can't always use the water. Well, they're like limited on the water,
right? Because they always have like fires and droughts.
Yeah, but I feel like the limit is not for showering. It's more for like, I heard you can't water your plants every day or certain days. Yeah, there's designations for these, you know, the water usage.
You could shower.
You can shower every day, guys. I don't know what's going on. Apparently, Terry Crews, big black man who would probably need to shower even more, is joined the bandwagon talking about.
I didn't see him.
I didn't see it, but I was listening to something, probably another podcast or some type of show where they said Terry Crews is in on it too. You know who else is in on it? We just talked about this girl, this lady.
Yeah, Coco.
Coco.
That's who I saw. I saw her and I saw Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher, he kind of looked like he don't shower, but.
Ashton Kutcher and I guess his wife, Mila, whoever's
Kanisha
wife.
Kanisha Witch or whatever her name is, yeah.
Kunis.
Oh, wow.
Kunis.
Tomato, tomato, whatever.
Right. saying that they do. Oh, I think they were talking about their kids. They don't like bathe them bathe unless the they're like physically dirty.
Kids are nasty though, like. Kids would are touch anything. Yeah, like kids need to be washed.
Seen a kid in my class pick his nose and be like, eat it, flick it, like just a lot going on for kids. And I feel like they need to be at least like once per day.
I'm going to confess on camera. I feel like I've eaten a booger when I was a child before. Have you ever eaten a booger?
It seems like the child thing to do.
Yeah, like, because you're so curious, like, why is this thing in my nose? And now it's like, you give it a little sniff, like,
ew.
I feel like I've eaten a booger.
I don't know about the sniff.
I don't know if I sniff. I'm just made that part
okay.
up.
Okay, but... you were just trying to dramatize
it. Yeah. Add some dramatic effect to it. But I feel, have you guys eaten a booger before? I feel like it's slightly normal as a child. Like, if you haven't eaten a booger as a child, something might be wrong with you. Or maybe not.
When you say eat, you're swallowing it? Like, you're like...
Hey, yo, wagwan. Wagwan. When I say eat, I mean eat.
I heard it after the fact. Like, after it
Yeah, it's too late. It was too late. What do you mean?
Okay, is that what you mean? Ingest.
I ate a booger or two, okay? I feel like I have. Like, I'm not 100% sure, but if somebody told me, yeah, I seen you eat a booger when you was a kid, I'd be like, all right, well, yeah, it sounds like something I might have done.
You said you have, no? Probably. I don't explicitly remember eating one, but it seems like a childish thing to do.
Okay.
But anyway, that they don't bathe their children unless they're, like, physically dirty. And then people saying that they don't shower. But, like, also, California is hotter than New York.
It's mad hot. Yeah, so you sweating. Even if you put on deodorant and, like, say you have you out for 4 hours. You put on deodorant. You go outside and it's hot. You're sweating. You come back in. You might want to refresh, like, you know, freshen up. Take a shower. That is so disgusting.
This girl, Coco, was talking about 2-3 days.
She nasty.
Are you not going outside of your house? Because, like, you know how sometimes if you stay in your house, you're not doing nothing.
Right. Okay, maybe, but still.
But like, that's not like a 2-3 day
Nah. You got to shower. Let's not be... I feel like everything, maybe in Hollywood, they just want to be trendy so bad, yo.
Maybe that's the new trend. I'm not really feeling that. I feel like you need to shower. Like,
I love to shower.
Like, the norm, kind of, for some people, like, even in New York, like, when it's cold, is, like, you'll shower at night.
Right.
And then you'll wake up in the morning and then...
Some people shower at night and don't shower in the morning.
Right.
I need to shower in the morning.
Yeah,
Because I need, it helps me wake up. Yeah. I feel fresh.
Even if I shower at night and then I just go straight to bed, when I wake up, I'm like,
I still need a shower. Right.
To start the day.
I like to smell fresh. You know, I'm big on scents myself. You feel me? So, you know, I wear cologne. I like to smell good. Yeah, and I feel like I can smell it when I'm not my freshest. Like, say I've been out all day. You can tell the deodorant is wearing off a little bit. You got that man musk smell. You feel me? Nah. That's not cute, guys. It's not cool. You're not environmentalist. You know, they're trying to be like, what is going on? Like, I really don't understand. You know?
Maybe they are trying to conserve water. Trying to be for the environment, that type of thing.
Right. But
Terry Crews really, like...
He really on
some... I feel like this is, like... No,
he's a nut, for real.
There's been times when he's been involved in things that he really shouldn't be involved in. Like, remember... What was that other thing that he was,
somebody,
like,
grabbed his junk in front of his wife. One of the... I guess he was at some type of event where there was some...
Hollywood again.
No more parties in L.A., man. Kanye told y'all, no more parties in L.A., because that's what... Brittany, I don't even want to get into it on this camera. A lot of them actors, singers, rappers...
Why are you saying it like that?
They doing a lot that you wouldn't think they doing. You understand what I'm saying? Read between the lines, y'all. Read between the lines. Because imagine... Terry Crews, big, muscular black man. Imagine a smaller white guy coming up to him and grabbing his genitals in front of his wife.
But that's like...
They do that out there.
The worst part, I feel, of the story was when he was like, he didn't know what to do. And he felt like this type of way, like basically like making himself sound weak, right. Like...
Part of
bro,
me, want,
like, if you, you're if you're bigger than the person, right, number one, right, you're like well known.
Right.
It's not like you're like some little newbie in Hollywood trying to like make it in, and you know how like some people trying to make it into like the whole, wow, I don't want to talk about this, but like the whole like R. Kelly thing with like those girls wanted to get in, so they would like allow things to happen to them. You already in there, so it's not like you like will allow things or like let things slide.
True. And what was I gonna say? Shucks, I lost it again. No, I'm bringing it back. One second. Okay, keep going. I'll retrieve it, because I was gonna say something, but I let you keep talking. Then I was listening and I lost it. Damn.
I was just gonna say that there's no reason for you to go crying on TV to be like, ooh. No, this happened to me. Like, what?
Well, part of me wants to understand his side.
But
where,
what was his side?
His side is like, if I beat this boy pulp, I'm going to be the aggressive black man no matter what he did to me. Mm. And then not only that, he got to deal with the law. Now he has to deal with, you know, whoever did it was, I think he was some type of executive. Or agent or somebody in the industry that if Terry Crews had beat this guy up, you know, they could have hindered his career. But sometimes, I mean, at that point, you was already rich. You know what I mean? Like, okay. Part of me wants to understand, but being a man and being a black man and in that industry where, you know, y'all don't really have black people don't really have the power in Hollywood. And for somebody to do that in front of you, in front of your wife, is no going back. I don't care. I'm going to have to find a job after that. I don't care.
Also, it's very confusing to me that somebody would feel comfortable to do that.
Apparently, it's a thing they do in Hollywood where it's just like an emasculating thing. You know what I mean? Like, they want to show you that they have the power. It's actually insane and it's nasty and scary, but... That's probably just a scratch on the surface. Who knows what's actually going on behind closed doors? You can only imagine. I've heard some things, and
very
it's very scary.
About this.
It's not that I'm very passionate. It's just like, you know, once you find out, like, things are not, ooh, wow, things are not as they are. I gotta spit. Things are not as they are. You're like, whoa, now you look at everything a little, you know?
Feel you.
But yeah, Terry Crews, you're bugging for that, homie. You're bugging. You need to shower.
Everyone needs
to shower. Everybody needs to shower. It's like, just,
if you don't want to shower 2-3 times per day, once is okay.
Yeah, once is okay. You know, once a day.
Start your day or end your day or something, but like, you need
especially to shower. Especially if you're going out. If you're in the crib for one day, you don't shower, whatever. We all have done it. I do it. Like, if I'm in the crib the whole day, I ain't go out. Even though sometimes, like, even I'm bored, I'm like, let me go shower. You know, it's just good to feel fresh. But no, it's not cool, guys. But yeah.
Right. Hmm. These people crazy.
For sure. Anyway, on a more serious note, Haiti has just had another earthquake, which was even worse than the earthquake in 2010, which was super devastating. You know what I mean? Haiti, man, they just can't catch a break, honestly.
Everyone keeps saying that.
Was it the president or the prime minister was just assassinated? Now the earthquake. There's been a bunch of other things that I won't even talk about was going on in Haiti, you know, before this with the whole, whatever, you know.
What?
Well, I'd rather not say on the camera.
Okay, tell me after.
Yeah. But it's just a lot of, you know, they just catching the short end of the stick every time, and it's horrible.
I heard that they were still trying to recover
from the last
one.
From the first one,
and because, that was like 11 years ago.
Yeah, well, Haiti's a third world country, you know, so it's not like they have this big infrastructure where they could just fix up real quick.
But also,
right,
I also read that they have been building buildings that are not earthquake safe.
Really?
Yeah.
But you got to understand, it's a third world country. Like, maybe they don't have the technology or the wherewithal. No, I'm sorry. No,
nah.
But
why would you say that word? I don't know. That's a good one. No, but like, okay, you're a third world country. There's people that have been sending relief trying to rebuild the country. What's the point of rebuilding a country
not in the correct
in the same way that caused it to be destroyed the first time?
Right.
And Haiti is literally in the like on the where the plates are like moving.
It would incline
in my
you,
opinion, you shouldn't even be building buildings that are not earthquake safe. Period.
You shouldn't be building like super high buildings either, which I don't know.
You can build high ones, but there's certain technology and like building material that helps it.
Oh, okay. I never thought about that.
Like, for example, like there's buildings that like if there's an earthquake, the material like kind of like bends and like goes like this instead of like crumbling.
But they're building the same.
I'm not going to say they're building the same ones.
It might not be the people of Haiti,
you know?
Whoever's helping them or not.
But what's going on with like the leadership or like the government?
The government is in shambles over there.
There has to be something going down that's like not allowing them to be rebuilt how they need to be.
There's a lot we don't know.
Well, the fact that the president or prime minister was just assassinated speaks to like...
Right.
The government system
they're probably
really going on. But
they probably
sucks.
Don't know what to do, man.
Because they're going to rebuild the same type of weak homes and buildings, and then what happens when the plates shift again?
It's going to take somebody or a few people with money to go to Haiti and really, like, change.
You know this who I was thinking about? Like, Akon.
If Akon was Haitian...
He would,
I think Akon would have had Haiti...
Lit.
Literally, like, because he lit a big portion of Africa. I don't know if it was a certain country. I can't really remember, but Akon, he would have had
like, what's Wyclef doing? Is he Haitian?
Yeah, Wyclef is definitely Haitian. Stop, I say, I seen Wyclef on a plane going to Spain, too. Shout out Wyclef, man. Come on now, but...
you have the funds, like...
But it's easier said than done. Like,
we
say
always
I'm
talk
a,
about this.
It is. But the prime minister or president just got assassinated, right? But even before that, imagine some, just because you have money doesn't mean they respect you to come in and think you can make change. People would rather, I'm not saying this happened in Haiti, but people would rather spite someone than to be, you know, because
then accept help.
Right, because they feel like, who is this person think they could come in and change my what I got going on? Like, I'm doing a great job being a leader. I don't know if that's what happened, and we don't even know if Wyclef, I'm sure Wyclef has done a lot for Haiti, you know, but it's just a lot, man. And, you know, we just got to send our prayers out to Haiti. You know?
I feel like they need some assistance for real, because yeah, they need that super was 10 assistance. Years ago. Yeah. You haven't been able to
recover fully
from that.
Right.
So now you have another one. This, I already heard that there's like hundreds of deaths. Deaths already.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's scary because I don't know if you've ever experienced an earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm.
I experienced one in New York, which was a minor earthquake. Yeah, the thing keep falling. I think it's going to fall soon. It's okay. a minor earthquake. I was in my living room.
Where were you?
I was in my house.
In Brooklyn?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Facts. And I was in the living room. I was on the couch watching TV. All of a sudden, the TV starts shaking. Yo, I thought it was a ghost in my house. I'm like, what the heck? I'm like, what's going on? It lasted for like maybe 5-6 seconds. It was very quick. But I'm like, why the hell? Then I turned on the news. There was a minor earthquake.
I didn't know that New York gets earthquakes.
We very rarely. But there's that one was low.
In Trinidad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Frequently.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Not like every few months, but like, you know, like a year,
every few years
year
or whatever.
Two,
okay.
Yeah, there'll be like earthquakes. It's a very weird experience.
It is.
It's like scary, but also like shock. Like, is this,
yeah,
is know, this what you think it is? Or yeah, like, what's like, what should I do?
And it's almost like, what do you do? And
like, how long is it going to
last?
Is it going to have like
stop
an aftershock?
And start, right,
yeah,
exactly.
It's like a lot of like things going on.
I think I saw footage back in the day of the earthquake in Japan, and it was like really it was really sad to see, because you don't know how to react. Like, what exactly do you do? You mm-hmm. know? But
well, I feel like we need to Haiti, have just man. Like a whole bunch of people just
right.
Well, you were gonna say, like, you can't tell people what to do with their money. People don't always do the right thing, but like, we have people
we definitely have people. The US government should be helping, you know?
Well,
but
I'm sure they are. FEMA? Is FEMA the one?
I guess. I don't even know. But Naomi Osaka, you know, she's...
Naomi?
Yeah, she's gonna... Is that not how you say it?
Naomi?
You say Naomi? Oh, I think Americans say Nai or okay. Naomi. Actually, whatever.
Naomi Osaka.
Yeah, Naomi Osaka. She's gonna do what she can to donate. But sometimes it takes more than money, because you could send money. You don't know where that money's going.
Is she part Haitian?
She's half Haitian, half Japanese.
Not such a combination.
Right.
But yeah, she's playing a tournament. She's going to use all the money that comes from that tournament to like send to Haiti. I'm pretty sure her money is not going to end up like...
Yeah, she'll probably... Yeah, she definitely...
But
she's
people
official,
were saying
so.
That though. They're like, be aware of people that are going to be using this as like
a
an
scam.
Opportunity
yeah,
to be like...
Get money.
Taking people's money.
Yeah.
That's insanity. Like, imagine something bad is happening.
Right.
And your thought in your head is, let me use this to get money.
People do it all the time. Like, that's how you think the rich stay rich and get rich. When they have these natural disasters or these, what do you call this?
Mishaps.
COVID-19. You have these things. People have gotten rich from this. Super rich.
But also, like, that's illegal.
Well, nobody.
Well, I guess the rich people have their workarounds.
Yeah, it's crazy. People get rich when the country or wherever is chaos. There's always somebody profiting and benefiting off of a disaster or whatever the case may be. Trust me.
So if y'all want to like send money to, you know, those like GoFundMe's, those
yeah.
change.org
just be
places,
careful.
be careful.
Be careful.
Like, truly, like, try to, like, verify.
For sure. I definitely want to send a little money to Haiti. Like, come on, man. It's crazy.
You can also send, like, products,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, true. Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, money, I guess, will help, like, the responders, like, do stuff right. And, like, clear out the debris.
Yeah.
But, like, people need actual things.
Yeah, probably some clothes, whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to look around, see what's going on, see what type of relief. Remember, I sent some clothes to Trinidad.
When?
When they had the flood.
Like
2 years ago? Was it a flood, right? They had a big flood in Trinidad.
I feel like there's, like, consistently floods in Trinidad.
There was a big flood in Trinidad recently. Not recently, but, like, within the last... within the last 2-3 years.
Who did you send it with?
A girl from my job. Her name was Brittany, actually, too. And she, like, she wrote in the group chat, like, hey, my family's sending stuff to Trinidad if you have any things. So I sent some stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever.
That's nice.
Shout out to Trinidad. You know, my family's from Trinidad, so Brittany's from Trinidad, too.
Yeah, I feel like the world needs, like, some type of, like, joy.
We need some saving, man. Like, it's just, it's very depressing out here. Like,
you know, like, how some people are just like, I never want to have kids because blah, blah, blah. Like, it makes sense now. Like,
it does make sense.
Like,
that does
make
sense.
You really don't want to bring a child, right, like, into this world, but just, like, some mess going down every single day.
It's a wild world we're living in. It's super wild. It's actually ridiculous.
Every day it's something.
Every day, whether it be a new law, a natural disaster.
Remember when I told you that I went to this place with my coworkers on Friday?
Yeah, look nice. I like this little style you got going on with the curls in the back.
Thanks.
Okay. I see you, shorty.
I went to this place and they asked to see our vaccination card.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me.
So it's happening, you guys.
Like, yo, bro.
It's happening.
It ain't even September, though. Why are they fiending?
Get your card.
Get your cards, man. Get your cards. I'm not here to tell you not get your card. Do what you want. You want to go out? You got to get your card. It is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
I really was, like, super surprised because I didn't, like, walk around with mine on me. So I was just like, so this is annoying because they like at the door, like, you cannot come in here.
That's insane.
I know.
This is a movie. We living in a movie. It's a movie. Viral.
Anyway, but the world does need some joy, right?
Yeah.
And
who better to bring us some joy than our Canada's own Drizzy Drake.
October's very own
Champagne Poppy. Champagne, where's the album? I need to be moving different out here. I was planning on moving different this summer when CLB dropped, Certified Lover Boy. I already warned Brittany. I'm like, listen, the vibe might, you know, enhance. You feel me? It just might get crazy. And
the summer's coming and going.
The summer is came and about to be going right now, you know, and we still ain't get CLB, Drizzy. Wagwan, boy. I gotta call Popcorn. Like, Popcorn better be on the album too.
Yo, I really hope that you, for your own sake, that you get it before the summer, but I'm telling you, he's gonna drop it in October.
Yeah, I mean, October makes sense. I'm just fiending for some
But I feel
music.
Like it should have been for the summer, though.
Yeah, because
like, when he dropped the controller,
exactly.
The one dance.
Well, maybe he doesn't have those records right now. Maybe
well,
it's not
really
that type
sad,
of vibe.
Because that's what the people want to hear.
Well, that's what you like.
But I feel like...
Like, people... Yeah, a lot of people obviously did like that. But some of the others...
Are you trying to hear more of the... Chicago Freestyle. Like, but nah, Chicago Freestyle is a good one.
Yeah, of course.
Are you trying to hear more of the future? What's that one where they switch the...
Oh, nah, not week, that one, not like, that one. No, this, I mean, Certified Lover Boy, so I'm guessing it's going to be about... you could tell what the theme is, I'm hoping, like, all right.
Yeah, but we wouldn't. Or I guess maybe that's why he didn't drop it in the summer, because it's not like dance music.
Damn, but you know, a good dance record would have been nice for the summer. You feel me?
Yeah. We were waiting for it. But yeah. I mean, the summer's not done.
And what about, I mean, Drake, I know I'm rushing you, but take your time. I'd rather the masterpiece than you putting it out without it being like 100% or whatever.
J. Cole.
Well, yeah, Cole, you know.
But I don't know. He on
like
thin
I love
ice.
Cole, man, but damn, Cole, like
he on thin ice for me, Jeremy.
It just didn't do it for me. The album,
It didn't do it for anyone.
And I really tried. Like I was like, nah, I gotta listen again. Did. Like nah, let me listen one more time.
You was like, nah, there's some good ones out there. I'm gonna re-listen, and then you're playing the same one.
It's like, it's not it, Cole. That's why Cole need to get out the house. He trapped in. He don't know. You know what
he
mean?
Don't know what's going.
He don't know what's going on out here.
I feel like, you know what, his approach to the rap game was good at the beginning. Like, wow, he's talking about different stuff. Like, this is cool.
Right.
Everybody talking about girls and money and weed and blah blah blah. And like, he did do his thing.
He did his thing.
But I feel like now it's just like,
it's repetitive and it's,
I feel like the beats are not.
The beats weren't hitting.
I think that's the main reason.
Yeah,
the beats are not hitting.
It's, I don't know, something just ain't right. And I don't know exactly what it is, but I know what I'm hearing is not what we expect.
How
from
do we
him.
Also have concert tickets?
Yeah, I mean, the concert is still going to be lit. We got good tickets, too.
I really hope that he gives us, like,
he's going to give us a couple dope. I really hope so, because the last concert we went to, the last J. Cole concert we went to,
he performed
the whole album. So, I mean, that was a better album. Though.
Yeah, it was for sure.
That was a better album. You
this
know,
one,
so.
I don't even know the name of this album.
This album,
Off Season.
Yeah, is it? Yeah,
Off Season. Comeback.
That's the thing. We don't even know.
What is the
like?
Name
Cole, it just wasn't cutting it, fam.
It wasn't.
And he had to drop out of my number one spot. Drizzy's on the number one spot.
Same.
But yeah,
that's
man.
That's so sad because we was really like, yo, it's J. Cole,
right.
like.
Jake is
fire, but like J. Cole is tough. And then he ended up just falling off. Is the name of the album The Fall Off?
It's like the off. It might be the Off Season.
Something off.
Yeah, something was off with the album though, for sure.
Something was definitely off
with the album. Damn, I hate to say it, but I gotta be 100. Sorry,
really
I'm sorry.
For real.
Right. Because we live by Cole. Like, come on, man. But whatever, man.
I'm
Drake
to some old J. Cole.
Oh yeah,
this
for
week.
Sure, for sure.
Just to start my day off.
I listen to Drizzy on the daily. So Drizzy, drop that heat. Forget Kanye and all his antics. Nobody cares about his listening party in a stadium. Like they just be hyping, son. If it's not fire, I'm gonna be on this podcast the day after that joint drop. Well, maybe not the day after, but that week. And I'm going to be cutting Kanye's ass because you're
really
doing a lot of antics.
Yeah, I really hope it's fire. Like, I haven't, like, rocked with his recent music at all. So, like, the last one that I was like, this is interesting was Watch the Throne.
Damn, that's a minute ago.
Life of Pablo.
Yeah,
No. That was the Father Stretch My Hands.
Yeah. You like that one. That one.
But after that, it was like,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm hoping he comes with something good.
And it's, you know, right now the music industry is dry. When I mean they're forcing music to be cool and popular.
Yeah, girl, Coily Ray.
Corny Ray. Let me not say that. Because she probably does have some talent. She just didn't find her pocket yet. And what she's doing now is not acceptable by any means. And somebody needs to sit her down. I don't know if it's the manager, the label, her father. You know her father's Benzino from Love & Hip Hop. I swear. Her father's Benzino. You didn't know?
Coily Ray's father is Benzino, who was fighting with Stevie J.
Facts, yeah. That's a pops. I don't know if they have the best relationship
thing
or whatever.
That
but
I've heard.
Yeah, so I mean, somebody got to sit her down and tell her, like, listen, this is not it.
Well, people are rocking with it. Like, I know people.
People
that,
are
like,
not
like
rocking
her.
With it. You know what? You know how you know? Well, you might know a couple people, but this is how you know who's rocking with who. When they have a show, see how many people show up. She the video of Rolling Loud, the big concert that you know all the rappers perform at.
She was there.
Her set. It was like very embarrassing. It was like they didn't even know who she was, type shit. You know, like you ever went to a concert and they have an opening act and you're just there.
Yeah, and you don't know who it is.
Yeah, and the crowd is not really reacting. That's how it was. And that shows you who's really rocking with you. Like, it sounds good. But that's
also scary, too, because she's convinced that she's, like, popping.
Well, she has to look in the mirror at night. And she, I don't care. The XXL freestyle, you made yourself look like a fool. My thing is, when you go on these platforms, okay, you might not have to take it super serious, but at the end of the day, you're a new rapper. You got one or two songs out. You need to show and prove. That's my thing. Don't go on these radio stations, because I'm big on like I fell in love with music through like acapella rap. Like that's why I loved Meek Mill back in the day. I knew Meek Mill's freestyles on YouTube before I even knew his songs. So I always liked that. That's like the art. The core of hip hop right there. So when I see some of these rappers going to these radio stations and giving lackluster performances with their freestyles, it's just like, bro, do you expect to actually gain fans from that?
Well, that's why lots of them are just like here today, gone tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they don't take the craft serious. Like music is an art.
Right. That kind of that's like going back to the J. Cole thing. Like I feel like he takes it like.
He's a little too artsy with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like relax. Bro,
relax yourself. Like you understand it.
So just relax.
You don't have to like delve deeper into the art, bro. Like yeah, you got it already.
Because we over here.
Yeah.
You like under. It's just too much.
It's too much, bro. That wasn't it.
Yeah,
but
that's good. That's probably yeah.
But Drizzy, drop that. Drop please. That album, please.
All right. Closing question.
Oh, we got something. We got something for the couples or just people dating in general. You know what I mean? We want to know what you guys think.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be couples.
It doesn't have to be couples, but it's an interesting question.
Yeah. So like a lot of people, when they have a significant other, they would say, oh, this person is my everything. This person is my all. This person is my world. This person... Yeah, along those lines.
Is the center of my universe.
Wow. Yeah.
Right.
And should that be? That is the question of the day.
Right. So you guys let us know. I want to hear what Brittany... We didn't really discuss our opinions on this. We just read the question. We figured we would talk about it, but we haven't discussed it. So I want to hear... We'll both give our opinions on that.
I'm going to say no. Because that's kind of like what we were talking about last week when we were like, you need to have your own things going on. Like somebody's the center of your universe,
right.
Your all, your world, right. Your everything. Like, what do you have for yourself?
Right.
How do you view yourself? What's important to you? Like, let's say, for example, that person gets taken away from you.
You're destroyed.
What do you have to fall back on? Do you have your own views? Do you have your own life? Do you have your own thoughts and opinions? It just doesn't make sense. I understand, like, people saying, like, oh, this person is, like, my all. This is my will. I love them. But, like, I think you need to, like, you know, have some type of balance in life.
For sure. Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's okay to a certain extent, like, because love will take you to those places. It's like, oh, wow. You think about the person all the time. You do things with the person in mind. But at a certain point, it can get...
Obsessive.
Obsessive is what I was going to say as well.
And unacceptable.
Yeah, like, you have to have your own purpose in life as well. And like you said, God forbid something happens to this person or not even something drastic like that. You guys can just break up or you're not talking to this person. And now you're so like out of it.
You don't know what to do.
You don't know what to do. And you're setting yourself up for failure because a lot of the times things don't always go as you think they might go. So, right. You know, it could be unhealthy when we talk about somebody being the center of your universe. You know, in yeah. that, in the way we're talking about it, obviously you can be deeply in love and everything. And at that point, I feel like you are the center of somebody's universe.
Right.
But to the point yeah. where it's taking you yeah. away from your own self.
Or taking you away from, like, others in your life, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want to spend time with other people. You right. don't want to, like, you don't want that person to spend time with yeah. other people. It just, like, becomes obsessive yeah, and, like, yeah, just yeah, yeah. a bad situation yeah, to be yeah, in, I feel yeah. like.
So, it's good to be in love. It's good to love. It's good to want to express it, but... Though I wouldn't suggest somebody go overboard, especially like if it's a man, you want to have your purpose, or if you want to at least be on your way to finding your purpose, but don't invest your whole self of being into another person. That's just unhealthy, to be honest, in right. my opinion. Yeah.
Or make your identity in somebody else.
Correct, correct. So, you know, be in love, love, like, but...
I feel like we should ask, like, has anyone ever, like, made somebody their, like, whole world?
Have you made somebody your whole world before?
I don't think so.
As far as, like, obsessive? Has somebody been obsessive with you before?
I feel like there has been, but remember that story that I told
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we were, like, never, like, dated. I think that was just, like, a little, like...
Crazy person.
Like a little stalker vibes. But, nothing like in a relationship. Right. Because I personally, like I was saying last week, and you were saying it too, like, we like to do our own thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's no way that we would be happy, I feel like, if, like, everything is, like, revolved around the other person.
Unless you guys are both like that. Then I guess it would work out, right?
If you're
both.
Then you guys would never have friends. Or, like...
Some people don't even care about that stuff. You know what
true.
I mean? Some people really don't care. When you find your person... It's like, y'all might not even have had friends before, and y'all met each other, and now you guys are each other's world.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Tell us what you think.
Tell us what you guys think. Is it healthy? Have you been obsessive over someone? Has someone been obsessive over you? You know? I don't have somebody been obsessive over me. I don't know. They may or may not have been. I don't know. But yeah. Yeah. What you smiling like that for?
Because I'm about to ask him who it is after this episode. That's what's going
on. I'm nobody special out here. You know, I'm just plain old J. Rem.
Come on.
She thinks I'm like.
Come on, Jeremy.
She be capping, number one. She thinks, whatever. Anyway.
Why would you say that on the podcast?
That you be capping? Well. No. I'm saying that for you because you be thinking like,
well,
oh,
you are special to
I'm
me.
Out. Well, thank you. But you be thinking like, yo, you go outside, the joints be on, you heavy, son.
I'm pretty sure.
She really
sure
thinks
that.
That's why I say no, I'm nobody special. She thinks.
And he thinks.
And I think it's cap. Like, bro, stop it. All right? Just relax. Nobody's on my body, as they would say these days. Nobody's on my body. And really, for like. Like, all my life, I haven't had many people on my body like that. It's easy for girls to think like that, you know? Like, because they obviously get chased. I don't get chased. I've never got chased. So, I can't say that.
Well.
Anyway.
We have 55 seconds left. we will revisit this topic.
No, we don't. No, we won't.
At a later date. But just keep this in mind, what he just said.
Uh-oh, here we go. She gonna bring it back on the kid.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for watching. Please remember to like, share, and subscribe. We're at like 15 subscribers. It's real early. I know people think it's a chore to subscribe. Please just click the button, like it, go about your business. You could play this. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're on Anchor. Shout out Anchor. Listen, just let it play, you know, while you're in the car, while you're in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
When you're doing like little things, washing the dishes, this is a right. nice little.
Yeah, and it really does do nothing to subscribe right. or share it with other people.
Yeah,
share it on your Facebook. Nobody,
yeah,
you know, people
just
might
help
be
us
like,
out, man. You know? Show us that you're supporting us. We appreciate all the support we've been getting up to this point as well. But don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. That's today's episode. I'm your boy, J-Rem.
And I'm B.
Peace.